Blog Talk Radio.
If you got a vision, I got you. In ministry, I got you. And if you let
exclusives, y'all. I am a thinker, y'all. It's not about me. It's Christ inside me. I support kingdom assignment.
Dear brother, I support. Here is varsity, it's hard. And there's some people who understand. Before the rain, you're building art. Chaos is that. Chiropractor flow, I got his back. Exclusive with tracks. Then there is interviews deeper than rap. This be for God, he be the squad. We lift him up, he get applause. We are not here for the oohs and the odds. We take it by force, the victory odds. We give it to God, for the save to the lost. From the cradle to the cross. From the east to the west. His word put words in our mouth. KS, you're
mine. I am a king, kid, y'all. It's not about me. It's not about me.
Can't say that you love God and hate his creation. It just doesn't mix. You know, I love the scripture in Isaiah 1:17 that says, look to do good, seek justice, defend the oppressed. And in today's society, in today's age, it's so necessary. And not enough of us are doing it. It's one thing to stand behind a phone or a computer and tweet something out, question something. But when you're in the thick of it and you're the recipient of the injustice on a daily basis, it changes everything for you. So the responsibility can't fall on anybody else but us, especially as believers, especially as Christians. Jesus was an activist. Actions speak louder than words. Gotta stand next to our brothers and sisters. Gotta stand up for justice. Gotta do what's right, because that's exactly what Jesus would do. And he said to love your neighbor as yourself.
What's up, everybody? This is Godframe, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
KS Radio Show family, what's going on? Good evening, everybody. Now, I know today is Thursday. It's a little bit outside of the schedule, but I got something exclusive on my hands tonight. The homie Crash Music wants to promote his new song called Flawless Victory Part 2. You guys know that he just dropped the track for his song called Stay Down. And I think a couple of days ago, maybe on Tuesday or Monday, he released the video to Stay Down. So he's going to be here tonight. And actually, speaking of the devil, the homie is here tonight. So give a big warm welcome to none other than Crash Music. Crash, you there, bro?
Yes, sir. I'm here, man. What's going on, y'all?
Good evening, good evening, bro, man. I want to give you a round of applause for joining me on tonight and scheduling about scheduling to be a guest on the KS Radio Show tonight. I know a lot of things went into promotion, and you're still pushing the song, so I'm glad that you're here tonight to actually talk about your testimony, what led up to the song, and vice versa. So I'm going to give you a round of applause, and then we're going to jump right into this exclusive interview. All right, Crash, man. So how you feeling on this Thursday evening, bro? How you feeling?
How I'm feeling, man. I'm good, bro. I just woke up, man. I ain't gonna lie to y'all, man. I've been up overnight, man. You know what I'm saying? Putting in work, bro. So, you know, I had a misunderstanding on the scheduling, man. So that's my bad for being late. You know what I mean? I'm in Central Time, so I'm thinking I had another hour, bro. You dig? But, man, I'm happy to be here, man.
All good, all good. My friend from Candid Combo, Tay, flew in today, so I'm a little bit behind schedule as well. I started the show 5 minutes late, but all glory be to God, we're here tonight. We got you on the show. We're going to play some music. I'm going to go ahead and get into this interview. So, Crash, man, for those who don't know you, for those who don't know your testimony, can you give us a small snippet, a quick summary of who you are, where you're from, and how did you meet Jesus?
Man, I'm from Pleasant Grove, Dallas, Texas, by way of Rockwall, Texas, and I stayed in both, South Dallas. I'm from Dallas, basically, you know what I'm saying? I stayed everywhere, but I stayed outside the country for a few years, man. Stayed in the islands for a few years. What brought me to Jesus, bro, was just, man, trials and tribulations, bro. I'm one of them people that was hard-headed, you know what I'm saying? And, it took. You know what I'm saying? People, you know, turning on me, you know what I'm saying? Showing me, you know what I mean? That, you know, human love is not unconditional. You know what I'm saying? And it was God's people, man, that basically reached out and helped me, bro, when I was a real homeless person. You know, I say real homeless person because, you know, some people, you know, a lot of people go through that, man, but like, it was a little different, bro. I didn't have no options. You get what I'm saying? Like, I was really outside. You know how they say they outside? I was outside. You hear me? But that was my only option for about a month, man. You know what I'm saying? Just being transparent with y'all, bro. And, hey, man, you know, I feel like just my mistakes, bro, I had to eat it up, bro, and face myself in the mirror, bro, and realize, bro, I needed help. Metanoia, Dallas, Outcry in the Barrio. Dallas is a like an outreach ministry. You know what I'm saying? They reached out to me, bro, and they didn't ask me for no rent money. You know what I'm saying? They didn't ask me for nothing. They just said, "Look, man, you need to find Christ. You need Jesus in your life." You know what I'm saying? If you know what I'm saying, you go back into the world how you are, bro. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna keep making the same mistakes. So we're going to tell you about Jesus, bro. At first, I thought it was weird. I ain't going to lie to you. But when I actually sat down and took myself out the equation, you know what I mean? Just got tired of being tired. I was like, man, shoot, let me listen to this sermon. When I decided to listen to the sermon, the Lord showed me I was wrong, bro. He showed me who I was. Everything I've been searching for came to me from the Word of God, bro. Real unconditional love, people that showed unconditional love. You know what I'm saying? Because they had Christ, you know? That's what happened, bro. So ended up getting saved, bro. And from there, you know how it is, man, when you find the Lord, man, it's never the same again. Nothing was the same again after I got saved, man. It just turned into everything that came about the Lord and people that needed help, you know. So, you know, now we in the streets with it. Every single hood in Dallas, every suburb in Dallas, we in the crevices of everywhere in Dallas, telling people about Jesus, leading people to Christ, you know, doing what the Holy Ghost moves you to do. And, you know what I'm saying? That's how that happened. I wasn't rapping yet, you know what I'm saying? But that's a little short summary, you know.
Amen, bro. So you released your music video to Stay Down, if I'm not mistaken, a couple of days ago, mm-hmm. right? I want to say it was Tuesday, right?
Stay Down, yeah.
Okay, so it's my first time hearing it again. So what was the inspiration behind Stay Down?
Stay Down is about the inspiration behind Stay Down was basically, man, I just wanted to speak. I guess I was moved to minister to the people, like, about, you know, what's going on, you know, in the rap, hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? And I also wanted to share the message of, you know, like, stay down. Like, cause I feel like God had me at a certain place, bro, and I just had to remind myself, you know what I'm saying, like, just to stay humble. You know what I'm saying? Stay humble. Because when you, as an artist, bro, it's easy to get, like, cocky and big-headed. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that was another message I wanted to portray, like, man, just be humble. Even though you got a voice and you're doing your thing, you know, you're not better than nobody. You still are who you are. You still want a child of God, bro. It's Jesus, you know what I'm saying, who deserve all the glory. So Stay Down was a way of saying stay humble, man. Let God meet you where you at, because, you know, at times, man, we can get big head and get shot right out the sky. Sin just come creep right up on you, because your nose up in the air. You weren't vigilant. So Stay Down is a message like that, and that's something I had to go through, bro. I've been through that, you know. But the other message was basically about telling people, man, that just exposing the game, bro. Like, exposing the game. How these rappers be sharing these fake messages, bro? How the industry share these fake messages and they lead people down the wrong path, bro. So I was, you know, telling people to look out for that in the song as well.
Amen. Well, bro, we're going to go ahead and get into this exclusive new track of yours called Stay Down right here on the KS Radio Show. KS Nation, man, y'all keep it locked. Don't go nowhere. And I promise you're going to enjoy this track by the homie Crash Music. This is Stay Down on the KS Radio Show. Keep it locked, man. We got more with the homie Crash up next, man. Let's get it.
What up, y'all? This your boy D1. Right now, you are rocking with the KS Radio Show. Yeah.
Let them meet you where you at. Yeah. Stay down, let them meet you where you at. Yeah. Stay down, let them meet you where you at. Yeah. Stay down, let them meet you where you at. Stay down, let them meet you where you at. Get right strapped for the combat. I love Mike, catch contact. 1-8, never having this snap. Take work, homie, where your heart at? Got body armor on me, no cap. Full body armor on me, no cap. Let's go. How we do things, dip that, running like Usain, tripped out. The time my shoe strings, worth them M's, now used to be loose change. I'm with the body gang, you could be too main. The rappers too fake, the rappers too lame. Look what they do, man. Look what they do for their views, man. Now we don't agree with that talk, but we knew. When they be rapping about worse than the news, just know the truth and then you could be you, man. I'm in that coupe, coolin' with the booth. I ain't pull up in any coupe like it's a Mustang. I was a Mac, now I'm in the new lane. Glory to God, man, peep out, we do things. Get it, let's go. You're not alone now. You know the family cold, like the North Pole now. We just might get old. These are new goals now. Yeah, that's for sure now. Yeah, you know we on the road now. Let's get it, let's go. Young crowd, why you doing like that? But stay down, for real. Stay down, let them meet where you at. Stay down, let them meet where you at. Get right strapped for the combat. I love my catch contact, but stay down, for real. Stay down, let them meet where you at. But stay down, stay down, let them meet where you at. But stay down, for real. Stay down, let them meet where you at. Get right strapped for the combat. I love my kitchen contact. Stay down, let them meet you where you at. But stay down, stay down, let them meet you where you at. But stay down.
Holla to meet you where you at, but stay down. Stay down, stay down, stay down. Stay down, holla to meet you where you at.
Hi, I'm Rosalyn Smith Sistrunk with Rosalyn Smith Counseling, and I'm here to talk about this life-changing program called From Forgiveness to Healing. From Forgiveness to Healing is a faith-based 8-week transformational journey that supports individuals through the process of forgiveness. The program is designed to help individuals release the burdens and pains that they have experienced due to unforgiveness. Most people don't realize the toxicity that unforgiveness creates in their lives and how it impacts decision-making and how they interact with others. From Forgiveness to Healing helps individuals gain insight into how their painful and stressful life experiences impact how they view themselves and others. Here are just some of the benefits of the From Forgiveness to Healing program. Individuals gain an understanding of the process of forgiveness, learn the importance of self-compassion, deepen their relationship and connection with God, learn to relate differently to their painful or stressful life experiences, develop a new way to handle life experiences, are empowered to live their desired lives, have access to a supportive community of believers. From Forgiveness to Healing was divinely given to me by God. It was my answered prayer on how to help my clients move along their healing journey. I knew what God had given me was impactful, but I had no idea the level of impact it would have on people's lives until they started experiencing the material. Here are some of the comments from the participants on how they described their experience with the program. This journey has been God's cosmetic surgery to a new life, new relationship, new spirit, new love, new appreciation. Very valuable, especially to people dealing with abuse, trauma, grief, or unforgiveness. Going into the class with an open mind and heart may allow you to receive all, if not a part of what you hope to receive on your forgiveness and healing journey. This journey was enlightening, and I know that I have to do my best to live out what I learned.
The Forgiveness to Healing program has made a huge impact in my life, and I am starting to see the effect of the change in me, how it affect those that I'm connected to. This program has allowed me to actually go back to where my pain story started and address some of those issues that I thought were gone, but I've still been dealing with over time. It allowed me to learn to let go of past hurts and also learn the process of forgiving, like truly forgiving people for the pain that they've caused me, as well as take accountability for the pain that I've caused others.
From Forgiveness to Healing is your opportunity to learn how to relate differently to your painful and stressful life experiences. Are you ready to experience freedom and healing? Then register today for this life-changing program.
She's a young beauty queen on a mission. She's been called by God for a purpose. She's supernatural. Nothing out of this world. Out of this world.
Are you looking for impeccable styles and the latest trends in fashion and couture? Then look no further than ShalomChic.com. Hi, this is Gloria Shalom, and I want to personally invite you to ShalomChic.com. ShalomChic.com is an online fashion boutique for women. We specialize in carrying the latest trends in fashion and couture, all at an affordable price. ShalomChic offers a variety of styles for the fashionista in you. Yes, visit us today at ShalomChic.com and let us get you dressed to impress. See you there.
Yo, this is Brody Da Vinci, and you are now tuned in to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Bless.
All right, y'all, man. We back like we never left. That was Crash Music with his new song titled Stay Down. Again, he just dropped a video on Tuesday, so you can head on over to YouTube right now and type his name in the search engine along with Stay Down, and I guarantee you it will pop up. Watch the video, subscribe to his channel, leave a comment on the video, and please don't forget to hit that notification bell. We want to give a big shout-out to two of the four partnerships that we have here at KS Radio Show, Rosalind Smith Counseling and ShalomSheet.com. You can check out their website in the description of this interview. Just click the link, and they will take you directly to their website so you can browse around and look and see if you can use Rosalind services, as well as if you want to buy some merch from ShalomSheet.com for that special later in your life. We hanging out with the homie Crash Music for about another 30 minutes, you guys. Crash, man, since it's about 7:30, I'm going to ask you a quick question. Do you have any shout-outs you want to give on tonight?
Shout-outs, yeah, man. Shout-out to, first and foremost, my family. You know, shout-out to my mother. You know, shout-out to my my pops. You know what I'm saying? He over there in St. Martin. Shout out to my sisters, you know, my family, bro. Shout out to my manager, Chosen Be Nice. Shout out to X2, Times 2 TV Productions. Who else? Shout out to my church, you know what I mean? Shout out to Metanoia Dallas, Pastor Billy Island, and his wife, Miss Elena Island. And also, shout out to Pastor Tim and his wife as well, the whole pastoral staff, man, and shout out to everybody, man. Everybody's listening.
Amen. Now,
dude,
amen. I appreciate you wanting to be a guest. When you told me yes, I had to hurry up and make a flyer. And I got your name wrong because the last time I interviewed you, your name had abbreviations and letters in it. This one is just Crash Music. So if you don't mind me asking, what was the reason for the name change?
Man, because when you type in crash, you ain't going to find me. You're going to find a bunch of car wrecks and, you know what I mean, you're going to find plane crashes and all that. So I say, you know what, let me make it more specific. The acronym is still Christ Rose and Save Humanity. That's what crash stands for. But I just added the music on there. You know, I was inspired by Kingdom Music Family, man. Shout out to Kingdom Music for you know what I mean, for being one of the first people to inspire me to even think hip-hop, rap was cool. Like, they got my attention, man, so back, like, years ago, man. So shout out to them and God Nation, Chosen Be Nice, Yellow World, ASAP Preach, them the first people that I ever heard really make Christian rap sound cool. So shout out to them, man, and everybody who got the music, M-U-Z-I-C, bro, that's like a fruit from KMF. You know what I'm saying? That's showing you how crazy they've been going for the kingdom, man. So shout out to them. They inspired that.
Amen, bro. Well, I know KMF and that crew over there with Brian Trejo, Antoine Hill, and them cats. I know they put in work. I know you put in work. So I'm really honored to have you on the show tonight. Before we move forward, I know May is around the corner. You got anything dropping in May we need to put on the calendar right now?
I don't know if I got nothing dropping, but I don't know exactly. I know I got a couple performances coming up, man, in May. I got a couple performances in May and, you know, opportunities to minister, I should say, man. I don't like saying performance, man, but, you know, I got a couple opportunities to minister, bro, coming up in May. You know, as far as music, man, I might give y'all some more music this month. You know, I low-key done gave y'all a lot of music, bro. Gave people a lot of music, man, for like the last few months. But I'm just trying to figure out, bro, if I'm going to put out an EP or an album or just another single. I'm not sure how I want to release it, but, you know, I'm going to get with the management, figure that out, man. But follow the channel because you never know how much music I'm going to drop in May. You never know what I'm going to drop in May, April. You never know, bro. I just be dropping.
Amen, bro. Now, I know as an artist, I know that could be a tough decision to either, you know, just keep on making music or make an EP, because I know money goes into all of it, from the studio time to the graphics. And then if you are an artist who likes to make music videos, that stuff ain't cheap. So with you being an artist, how do you make those tough decisions about your music and, you know, where your money is going to go to?
Shoot, I just go with, you know, I go with the spirit, bro. You know, I just go with the spirit, bro. I just feel moved, bro. Whenever I feel moved to just share a message through music, it's just like when I feel like I just got to drop something, it's like that. I just go with that, you know. I just go with that as of right now. You know, just when I feel the need, bro, when I feel the need to share a message. And as far, you said what about the music video funding, the money again, what'd you say? I'm sorry, bro.
You good. I just know as an artist, a man and as an artist, that determining where your funds are going as an independent artist could be, you know, okay, a bit of a challenge. And then sometimes it can be a hindrance.
Oh, man.
So how do you make those decisions?
Yeah.
I know you got a manager that you mentioned earlier. Does he help you with those decisions?
Yeah, man. With the funding, you know, I feel like, you know, God just puts you in position when he wants you to do something, he going to make it to where you can do it comfortably. You know what I'm saying? It's like he going to make it to where you can do it. You know what I mean? So I just feel like, you know, God just blessed me, man, you know, financially over the last year to be able to, you know, do what I can do properly. You know what I'm saying? As far as ministry, man, I haven't really got no help from nobody as far as money goes. But as far as making decisions, when to drop, what to do, yeah, helping me with, you know, opportunities to minister, yeah, that's where Chosen been big time at, man. He's definitely been helping out in those areas. And just kicking it, man, just as a big homie, man. That's like my big homie, bro. It's like my brother.
Got you. So are you ready to get into your new track called Flawless Victory 2? And if so, what was the inspiration behind that track before we play this song?
Flawless Victory was one of them songs, bro, where I was just, I don't know, you know, as an artist, bro, you know, we go through things, bro. And that was my way of expressing a little bit of pain I went through, man, in life, and showing how God healed me from that pain and how God could heal anybody from that pain because of his flawless victory, man. Him rising from the grave is a perfect, perfect example, you know what I'm saying, of how he can resurrect and defeat death, man. You know what I'm saying? And give a person life, bro, and just change a person forever, man. And he was sinless, man. He was God, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Son of Man, bro. He was perfect, man. I call it flawless victory. You know what I'm saying? That's how that came about, bro.
Amen, bro. Well, are you ready to get into your song, bro?
Yeah, let's get it.
All right, KS Nation, KS Radio Show family, and all of Crash Music supporters and fans and family members, you guys, here is Crash Music with Flawless Victory 2 right here for the first time ever on the KS Radio Show, man. Y'all keep it locked in with the homie KS. We got more with the homie Crash Music up next and some new music from Kamani Jones, formerly known as Zay Jones. So without any further ado, here's Flawless Victory Part 2. Check it out.
Stuck in your ways, cursed and can't see, going through so much pain. The enemy was me, been looking for someone to blame. Had to do my own thing, the consequences came. I feel like a failure whenever I lost the game. Sister went to bail up, see me, I was in that rain. Wouldn't let her see me down, wouldn't let her see my shame. I'm forever happy, fully free, proud of how far she came. Lord, thank you for that motivation. I kept it 100, it been so much faking. When you hear the truth, better learn to embrace that. That's the only way about the situation. It's gon' hurt, it won't kill you.
Learn to trust the Lord and let him heal you. Sacrifice your vice and face the real you. Learn to get up in the word and let it fill you. Hey, I just wanna grow. I don't wanna stay the same. Tell me where to go. What to do with the pain? You won't leave me astray. I need you to let me know. I know you see me, keep me on the right track. When I failed, you accept me right back. It was with you, that's where I found my life at. Yeah, 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 yeah. Christ rose and saved humanity. Tell me what you know about the victory. Christ rose and saved humanity. Christ rose for the victory.
Jesus like more than you like yourself. I was broken, then he fixed me with his wealth. When you trip, get slipped, let him help. He'll be turned from no faith that lead to death. No, he beat death. Then he rose the light. Then he gave you light. He say go be bright. They like what that mean. Ain't somebody hoping. When they eyes closed, you speak light, they eyes open. That's our purpose, on this earth is cause we chosen, yo. But it's a problem how I'm approaching, how I'm coping. Drugs, sex, money provoking us. If it ain't love, it don't matter what I'm promoting. I just wanna see you make it. Really, you can make it. This dealing for the nation. This is celebration. Every day I was rhyming with work, no incarceration. Merciful and gracious, I just on force patience.
Yeah, yeah. Christ rose. Christ rose and saved humanity. Christ rose for the victory. Christ rose and saved humanity. Christ rose for the victory. Yeah.
Yo, it's your favorite cousin Dalo, aka Dalo Mons. D-A-L-O-M-O-N-Z-E. And you are listening to the KS Radio Show with my boy KS the Legend. Man, show him how we spit the gospel.
All right, y'all, man, we back. That was the homie Crash Music with Flawless Victory 2. And again, another fire track out of the chamber. Loving that track, bro. My next question is, I know that you have a manager, but I also know that you kind of somewhat pay somebody to promote your music. So tell me and tell the audience about, you know, the situation with Mo3's manager.
Yeah, Mo3 was, you know, his manager was doing a promo or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It was doing a little promo. You know, he like, you know, some folks, man, you know, they get on there, they start saying they're doing promo. You like, all right, bet, you know, it's supposed to be, you know, a gatekeeper in my city to promote music. You know what I'm saying? I know Mo3 was a talented artist, and I know his fans, you know, they could recognize, you know, real music. So I'm like, and honestly, bro, his death put like a dark cloud over the city of Dallas, Texas, bro. It's kind of been, like, it's like we in a stagnant place as far as rap music goes, man. It's like, I feel like God allowed that to happen to Mo3 so people can see, you know what I'm saying, what's real, bro. Like, he got gunned down on the highway, you feel me, in broad daylight, bro. And this was an artist that was, you know, talented artist, one of my favorite artists ever of all time. That was one of my favorite secular artists. But bro was very braggadocious when it comes to the murder talk, the violence, you know, the stuff that we was entertained by. He was very braggadocious about it, and he went out the way he went out. Nobody knows who killed him. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know what I mean? It's like people can't look at themselves like that. But anyway, his manager is still out here, you know, saying he's doing managerial things, I guess, or whatever you want to call it. So he doing promotion. I hit him up like, yeah, man, you know, I got this song called Love. So I'm thinking about the state of the city, the state of what's going on in the city. As Christians, we know the cure to that. You know what I'm saying? We know the cure to that. So I'm thinking whole time, like, you know, let's give him Jesus, you hear me? So I sent him a track, you know, to promote. But, you know, people are snakes, man. You know what I'm saying? They see, okay, this dude a Christian. You know what I'm saying? But I just want dude to know, like, he could have lost his life like that, playing with people money. Because, yeah, I'm a Christian, bro, but you don't know how healed I am, dog. Like, you don't know where I'm at mentally, bro. You don't know how long I've been saved, bro. You don't know what I battle with, bro. People think of it as a religion. Bro, nah, it's bro, some people that are really, like, get at you, bro. Christian or not, bro, you steal from a person, you could lose. You put your life in danger. You put your son, daughter life in danger. You put your family life, everybody you around, put everybody in danger because you decide to steal. And you supposed to be rich. You know what I'm saying? So that right there, bro, I had to really get on my knees and pray, bro. Because I started watching this man's stories for about a day or so, trying to find where he was at. I'm going to keep it 100. But, you know, it's like when you got the Lord, bro, he going to talk to you. Nah, that you don't want to go down that route. Let him make it. It's just $150. He probably needed that. He probably perpetrating on IG. He probably ain't got no money like that. His artists probably ain't doing much. They probably tired of these serial killers out here. And he probably ain't bringing in the money he used to bring in. So he probably could have used that $150. Praise God, I wasn't hurting for it. And I was able to forgive that man and let him make it. But I ain't never had a chance to really, you know what I mean, chop it up with him. He did that and he ran, you know. He did that and he ran, bro. And plus, he's a person that, anybody listening to this, bro, that might deal with this guy, man, put God first because he's a rat, too. He'll tell on you, get you in trouble. He's one of them type of people. So be careful of them, man. They'll do you wrong and try to get you in trouble and think they getting over on you because you a Christian. Nah, bro, you got to deal with God about that. And I pray for that brother. I pray for him often. I actually pray for him often because that crosses my mind, bro. And I'll be thinking like, man, this is an opportunity to pray for him, man. So, I mean, it ain't no situation. It's just, you know, that you just don't do people like that, man. And, you know, I wish him all the best, man, but don't deal with him. If you listening to this, don't deal with that man, bro. If you see him doing a promotion, something like that, just ignore it, bro. He's not a real dude. And that's just what that is, man.
Amen, bro. Well, I do know that time is of the essence. That is a crazy situation. I had a mechanic one time to run off with my money. And I never saw him ever again. Never saw him. I had to get a whole nother – I had to take my car to the dealership to get fixed because I was waiting around for this man. And I had paid him in advance, you know, half of the money up front or whatever, bought the car parts, and he never did the job. Never did the job. Right. So I had to have a tow truck, which is $75, to come and get my car and take it to the Mitsubishi dealership so the professionals could do it. And, you know, the professionals, they charge you an arm, leg, and a big toe. So, yeah, guy ran off with my money.
I think that's crazy. I think the homie, bro, I think he was intimidated, man. He was intimidated because, I don't know, we from Ohio, right?
Yep. Yes, sir.
I don't know how it is in Ohio, but in Dallas, bro, it's like our city. Like, we always had to follow what's cool. We never been a trendsetting city. Like, we are a trendsetting city, but people take our style and run with it when they come to Dallas and leave. That's why y'all heard songs like back in the day, like, I don't want to shed too much light on it, but like the Dougie and all that stuff, and the California people stole a style and all this crap. It's still like that, bro. My city afraid to stand on something different. So when they hear good music, but it's talking about love, it's talking about God, it's talking about that, they gonna get intimidated by that, bro. They gonna get intimidated by that. Maybe God music sound better than they music. you feel me, and they don't want to share it. Maybe that's the case. You never know why people would be snakes, man. You never know. But it was a song I made called Love. It's on my YouTube channel, Crash Music Love. You know, laid back song talking about love, bro. You know what I mean? God's love, man, agape love. And yeah, they ain't want to share, bro. They ain't want to put nothing positive, bro. They want to keep killing the community and blaming the white man. They want to keep pumping this murder serial killer music to our kids and blaming the white man for it, bro. Nah, it's us, man. It's us, bro. Pumping that poison to the community, man. I try to share love, and they ain't want to. You know what I mean? They ain't want to post that. You feel me? They ain't want to post that. But let me been talking about blowing people's brains out and robbing people and taking advantage of women and all that stuff. Let me would have been talking about that on the track. I guarantee you would have took my money and posted me. These people is clowns, man. But we gonna pray for them, man. I'm gonna pray for them. I pray for them, man. I don't like that. Stop promoting that murder music, man. We coming with God music. We coming with the truth. And this man, God gonna get his music out there. He gonna get his music out there. So go ahead, bro.
He just asked us to be obedient. And the Bible tells us that one plants, one waters, but God gives the increase. So you did what you had to do. You made the track about love, God's love, and how it can, you know, how it can heal, how it can overcome, how it can, you know, make us better all together so that, you know, the city could be better. But, bro,
absolutely.
We got about 9 more minutes left. So if you can, if you want to, you could go ahead and pray us out. And then after that, I'm going to ask you about your social media information. Then we're going to go ahead and get up out of here.
Absolutely. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we thank you, God, for this opportunity to come together in fellowship, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for what you did at the cross, dying on the cross, Lord, being buried and rising on that third day, Lord God. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to please forgive us for all of our sins, Lord. We pray that you cover us with your hand, Lord God. You wash us with your cleanse with your precious blood, Lord God. I pray for everybody listening to this show, God, that they heard the message, Lord God, and understand the transformation, Lord God. And that you can meet every single need in a person's life. Nothing formed against anybody here that has you can prosper, Lord. We thank you, God, for the opportunity to be a part of your kingdom. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen, bro. So for those who are listening and who will listen to the rebroadcast afterwards, how can people get a hold of you on social media?
Man, you can get a hold of me on IG. Crash Music 214, Crash MUZIC 214. Also Facebook, man, my name, or you can hit me up on my artist page, Crash Music on Facebook. You know, follow me on there. You know, I follow you back. YouTube, Crash Music, Spotify, Crash Music, MUZIC everywhere. And you can find the music there. You know, appreciate you, bro, for having me.
Amen. I appreciate you too. And again, Crash is a different man now. I'm a different man now. And the reason why we changed, the reason why we're different is because we finally, after all our mistakes, after all of our, you know, regrets, after all of our trip ups, we finally submitted to the Lord. And our soul is in his hands. He has made us better men, better people altogether. He can make you a better person too. So if you are listening and, you know, you got one foot in the church or no feet in the church and your back is against the wall, you don't know where to turn to, what to do, I'm here to offer Christ to you like somebody offered Christ to me. He has made a big difference in my life. So I have a salvation clip that I'm going to play now, and then I have one more announcement, and then I have the brand-new song by the homie Kamani Jones with Light Rider. So without any further ado, Reborn, take it away with this salvation clip. Check it out.
In Romans 10, it says that if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God
raise him from the dead. The Bible says that we shall be saved. And so wherever you are right now, if you believe that, I want to pray with you. I want to agree with you. So if you just bow your head and just repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I have sinned, but today I make a decision to give you my life. I'm an imperfect person searching for a perfect God who's able to restore me, who's able to keep me. So God, I ask you to come into my heart. For your word says that if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that I shall be saved. God, I want you more than anything. I've tried everything. I surrender my heart to you. I believe that you died on the cross. And on the third day, the Holy Spirit raised you from the dead and restored us back to you. And I received that salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer and you meant that prayer, I want you to know that heaven is rejoicing right now, and we're celebrating right now with you wherever you are, in your car, at work, in your closet, in your bathroom. It does not matter where you are. God is able to meet you exactly where you're at. That's the amazing thing about him. The same God that did it for me is the same God that's doing it for you right now in this moment. So I just want you to receive whatever it is that he's saying to you.
Apparel, a premium Christian clothing company that boldly displays and promotes a message of victory and hope. This is more than a brand. It's a testimony. Connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/Overcomer Apparel and check out all the fresh merchandise at www.overcomerapparel.org. Get your gear today and let everyone know that you are more than an overcomer through Christ. Revelations 12:11. And they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
Hey, this is Summer Shones, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
All right, y'all. Again, Jesus makes the difference in all of our lives. The homie Crash Music is here tonight to testify, and he has by sharing his testimony and some of his newest music that he has released. Definitely check out the description with all the links to our partnerships here at KS Radio Show. Shout out to all the listeners, all the sponsors as well. I do have one last announcement. We kicked the show off with Ariana Marie with her track called Walls. I'm here to tell you guys right now that Ariana is dropping her Walls music video on May 13th. Which is a Friday, so go ahead and, you know, make a sticky note, open up your Google, Gmail, or whatever you do, calendar, whatever you got on your phone, and mark the 5/13, which is May 13th, Ariana Marie is dropping her music video to Walls, and you guys do not want to miss it because she always drops fire. And again, if you enjoy some soulful singing or music that glorifies God, you do not want to miss that video because it's going to be a visual masterpiece. I'm just letting y'all know ahead of time. But we're going to go ahead and get up out of here. Crash, before we let you go, do you have any last remarks?
Yeah, man, I want the people to know, bro, that I love y'all, man. I'm saying I love everybody listening, you know, and I hope that something I said tonight inspired you, man, you know, to keep it real with you know what I'm saying, who you are in Christ, you know what I'm saying? Keep it real who you are in Christ. Keep it real with Jesus, man. You know what I'm saying? And I just ask everybody on this phone, on the line, to pray for me, bro. You know what I'm saying? Pray for me. Pray, and I pray for y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's all I want to say, bro.
Amen, bro. Well, you enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening. KS Nation, do not forget, tomorrow I will have the homie Dupre on the show. And then Saturday morning at 9 a.m., the homie Caleb Williams from Clear Hits Radio out of Michigan will be live to tell his testimony. And I got a lot of music to play tomorrow as well as Saturday morning. So you guys definitely do not want to miss out on those interviews. I'm going to go ahead and close the show out with none other than something brand new from the homie Kamani Jones with Light Rider. And I will see you guys hopefully tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time or Saturday morning at 9 a.m. You guys be blessed and keep Jesus first. Here's Kamani Jones with Light Rider. Check it out. Bless up, peace, good night, and God bless. Let's go.
I know a place where your fears will fade away. He said, come to me, this world ain't where you lay your head. I called you out of darkness, hoping you listen. That hole in your heart, only I can feel it. Race against the clock, hope it don't stop. Fight until I drop, trapped in a world of lies. We ain't feeling it. Try to tell us who we are, you think we're getting rid of it.
Who do you call when temptation hits your belly? Do you fall when your knees get heavy? Light up the path.
Prizes. Pray spirit man still attached to your body when you realize it.